What is your brother's son called? Your brother's son.
A nephew.
Okay. What about a child who has lost his father and mother?
He's an orphan.
Okay. What is the person called who is appointed to look after a child?
Oh, a guardian.
All right.
Some people call it a guardian.
Okay. If a woman gives a party and invites everybody who is kin to her, you'd say she has invited all of her what?
Kinfolk.
All right.
Or relatives.
Okay. Now, what is the common name for a girl beginning with M? A common name.
Mamie. Mary.
All right. What about the name of the mother of Jesus?
The who?
The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
Okay. What about the name for George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Okay. All right. Do you know the name of the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party?
Good.
All right. What about a nickname for Hep?
I saw Hula home. Yeah, I saw.
Oh, no. I didn't know that. I was just going to ask you. What about a nickname for Helen?
For whom?
Helen.
Helen? Helen?
No, Helen.
Helen?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Well, the only one I know for Helen is Ellen or Ellie.
This listed as that. You ever heard of that?
No,
okay. What about a nickname for a little boy named William?
Bill.
Okay, Bill. All right. Now, Matt is short for what name?
Matty. Matt. You said Matt. Mm-hmm. Matty.
Matthew.
I don't know any girl named Matthew.
Okay, it could be a guy's name, Matt, if it's a boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It could be what?
Matthew.
All right. What about a woman who conducts a school? What is she called in the old-timey days?
Schoolmistress.
All right, schoolmistress.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, a man would call a schoolmaster and a lot of other things that... We bought it, knew by it, but he didn't.
And you're not going to tell us?
No.
Okay. What is the name of the leather stocking novelist?
He wrote so many Indian stories, novels, leather stocking tales. Been so long since I've read any of those. Ms. Cooper?
Okay.
Cooper?
Right. Okay, now,
did she write The Last of the Mohicans?
He did.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Excuse me, I didn't know you were going to ask me something about that.
Okay. What about a preacher that's not really trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, preaches here, there, and everywhere? Makes his living doing something else. What do you call him?
Well, I'd be ashamed to say, but I think sometimes he called him an evangelist.
Okay.
Not particularly trained. Yeah. Well, of course they train them now, but let's see. I'm afraid to say what just what some of them are who are untrained. They might become, they might get the feelings hurt. I wouldn't want to hurt in their feelings about these untrained preachers because they really worship under his leadership. And
well, what about a carpenter who you might trust to build a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him with anything else?